Hello, everyone. I'm Virginia Henry, and right now I'm here with Barney Smith and Chris Moore, who are both singers in Voces 8. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about the type of music that you guys sing. Usually, I mean, it's Voces 8, so there's eight of you, and we have two of you here right now. So, but what kind of music do you guys specialize in?
Sure. We're an eight-voice a cappella group. Probably because of our background in the English choral tradition, we are sort of a little bit more on the classical side of that spectrum than a group like Pentatonix. So we tend to sing without amplification, for example. Our repertoire, however, is really broad. I think that's one of the most exciting things about being a member in the group. So this season we're going to be singing some Hildegard von Bingen, which is 13th century music, all the way through to covers of jazz and pop songs. We did some Justin Bieber in Japan. So there's a little bit of everything. And I think that's what keeps it great fun for us.
Oh, great. So when you say without amplification, are you saying without microphones or?
Exactly, yeah. So the eight of us just stand on the stage and go for it.
And just project.
Absolutely. We're all classically trained. So that's more the norm for us than perhaps a jazz vocalist or a pop vocalist who, of course, the normal for them is often to be either in a studio like this or amplified in a venue.
Right, that makes sense. How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, we've got the right range of ages here because I've only been doing this about 5 months.
Wow, okay.
But Barney has been there since the beginning.
Yeah, I founded the group, so you've got the old fart and and the youthful exuberance.
And the young, yeah.
Nice!
We'll hang on to that. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you've been doing this about 5 months. And how did you get involved?
I saw a job advert and I applied for it. It just came up at the right time. I just finished. I was in my final year of university in the UK, and I auditioned during that. And here I am now.
Chris is very modest. He actually passed a very difficult audition process. The group's been going for 13 years, and in that time
13.
We've sort of changed a number of members. I think actually I'm the only original one left. And I think actually every time we put out an advert for a new singer, because the group becomes better known as we, the older we get, the tougher the competition to land a place in the group. So he's very modest. He passed the hard audition.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I'm sure. It's nothing quite like the video or the television shows they have, you know, all these different competitions. It's, I don't know, I feel like it'd be a little bit more real in that because it's literally going to be your career, hopefully. So what inspired you, Barney, to found this group?
Well, it was actually an accident.
Oh!
I mean, I hoped to be a singer, for sure. But originally, the eight members who formed the group were friends in a youth choir in England, and that choir used to meet in the college holidays, and we got a little bit old for it. So my brother Paul and myself started arranging sleepovers at our parents' house, specifically really with the intention of having a party and of course doing some singing on the side. And we used to do things like concerts for charity or maybe sing the services at the local cathedral or something like that. And we were invited, and I still don't really know how they got our contact details, but we were invited out to Italy to take part in a singing competition. And they kind of said to us, you know, if you come and sing a few concerts and sing in our competition, you know, we'll basically pay your flight, your accommodation, your food.
Oh.
And this was in the summer break. So we thought, wow, this sounds like a free holiday to Venice. So off we went. And when we got there, we realized it was really quite a serious competition. So we did some practice and we actually won the competition. And
wow.
From that success, we were probably offered a couple of hundred concerts over the next 2 years. And that was enough to say, well, hang on a minute, let's give this a shot. And the rest is history, really.
Oh, my goodness. And now you tour all over the world singing for people. And so you've come a long way, I guess you can say.
It's fair to say, yeah.
Yeah. So what... I guess I'll direct this to you, Chris. You haven't been doing this as long, but it's trained as well as the rest of them, right? And so what kind of music is your favorite to sing in the group?
My favorite? Well, I suppose I do come from the sort of classical and church choral tradition, as do most of the group. So I enjoy when we do that stuff, and we do it and we do it well. You know, it's nice to be able to spend more time on that side of the repertoire than you might if you were singing in a cathedral and you've got a, you know, 5 minutes to rehearse for a Sunday morning service or something like that. So I really enjoy that part, but I'm also enjoying being exposed to so many other genres, especially vocal jazz. I mean, Blake is in the group. He's one of our tenors. He's American, so his background is American a cappella. So it's really great for us to learn his tradition. And also for him to learn our English tradition, right, as well. You know, it's sort of that nice little exchange of ideas.
How about that? And so, and what part do you sing?
I'm baritone, so okay, sort of pretending to be bass, basically.
I like that. And what about you, Barney? What is your favorite type of music to sing?
I'm quite similar to Chris. I love the early music. I'm actually a countertenor, which means I'm a guy who sings the alto part. And that comes traditionally from many centuries ago. And so my specific interests are in the early music that we sing. I love Bach. He's definitely my favourite composer. We've done some wonderful pieces by him, the motets, for example, and also some of the cantatas. So I like that. I also love the English polyphony. In fact, my favourite piece that we sing, which is called O Clap Your Hands by Orlando Gibbons, who was organist and master of the choristers at Westminster Abbey in London about 500 years ago. That's about to come up on the music list again, so I'm very excited for that. But again, I mean, I would side with Chris and say that the range of what we do is what I find particularly exciting, especially because we have a range of skill sets in the group. So it's really nice when you go into any particular genre and you're working with somebody who's got a lot of expertise or ideas or creativity in that particular genre. It's really nice to be able to learn from that and create music that way.
Well, yeah, and you've got, I mean, there's eight of you, so you should pretty much cover everything.
We try. Jack of all trades, master of,
There you go, that's the question. So you mentioned one of your, one of the singers is from America, Blake. Mm. What about the rest? Are you, all of you, where do you all come from?
Well, yes, the rest of us are from the UK.
Okay, so he's the lone wolf there.
He is, he's up from Michigan, from up in Michigan. We all come from the UK, the rest of us, and yeah, we do tend to come from the sort of chorister traditions. So in England, we have this great tradition where mainly boys and also more and more girls can sing from in cathedrals from the age of seven and sort of have an almost professional life in music from that age. So Barney did that at Westminster Abbey, and I did that at my local church, and that's what most of the group have come up through.
Gotcha. Wow. So different from what we have here. I mean, usually if you're in choir, you're one of those awkward, nerdy kids that doesn't have any talent.
I mean, you mentioned earlier, actually, that the TV programs, and I've noticed, I mean, I've been touring to America now for 10 years, and just after we came for the first time, the sing-off started. And I've definitely seen that kind of stigma change a little bit in the last 10 years. Now, choir is a very popular thing to do, and some of the choirs that we hear here in America at some of your educational institutions are unbelievably good. You know, it's like genuinely when you hear some of the high school or college choirs sing, and we're very fortunate because we get to workshop or masterclass with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to get up and sing afterwards. So it's been really nice for us to see that how that has developed and changed. Of course, you know, a group like the Pentatonics has changed the whole landscape of a cappella. I think only for the better, which is great.
Yeah, I definitely love listening to various a cappella groups. But I know there's lots of challenges that come with being a cappella. So tell me a little bit about that. What are some of the challenges that you guys face that perhaps other musicians never really get to encounter?
Well, I mean, the most obvious thing to say is that there's never a pitched instrument playing with us. Uh-huh. So there's never a single point of reference, either for pitch or rhythm. You know, when you're singing with a keyboard, that's obviously keeping the pitch for you. But also the fact there's a single person playing the piano is a useful point of reference for everything else as well. So we have to work hard at the skill sets surrounding accuracy in both of those areas. I think that's probably one of the difficulties in our job is not getting completely overcome by that, because the level of accuracy has to be so high just for somebody to be willing to listen to you. because the moment the intonation goes, everybody can hear that it doesn't sound quite right. So mm-hmm. that's a big challenge. And then working out then how you can create colours and textures within the music, because, you know, people who listen to us also listen to symphony orchestras, 120 players, 25 different instruments, you know. But I think the human voice is the most expressive of all instruments. And so actually we can, as a group of eight, if we really put our minds to it, create all of those colours. But that, again, is a significant challenge.
Yeah. Did you have anything from your perspective, Chris, of what are some challenges with a cappella?
I suppose it's distillation of what Barney said. Essentially, it's making the group of eight on the stage. Well, you asked earlier about, you know, we sing without amplification. So it's essentially that. It's we amplify ourselves, not through the use of microphones normally, but through the way our voices are trained, but then the way we put our voices together and we tune chords and also the visual aspect of it. You know, we do lots of different types of music. So for some pieces, we'll stand stock still and try and create a sort of serene, calm frame, and for others we'll be prancing about like idiots. You know, it's sort of I suppose the thing we do is we take eight human voices and we amplify that in different ways.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely, from the little experience I had in just some small choirs growing up, was always you can't overpower each other. You have to be one voice together, and you have to keep the balance. And yeah, that was always a struggle for me. So I was like,
Teamwork.
Yeah. I'll just sing by myself. So, but that is definitely a skill that you have to have. You mentioned a masterclass. So what have you already taught the masterclass here on campus, or are you going to?
We're going to do that next.
Okay.
So we're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you focus on in that masterclass.
Sure. Well, I mean, when we started the group, we had this dream to do what we do now, really, which is to travel around the world singing in great concert halls and to lovely audiences. But we also wanted to try and offer a little bit back. We feel very lucky for the opportunities that we had when we were younger, which we've spoken a bit about already. And we're also aware that around the world, really, music, especially in the curriculum, seems to be less and less on a subject that people either take or indeed are offered. And we want to try and reverse that if we can, because there's so much science that tells us that a little bit of music every day helps the development of young people across the whole curriculum. So we set up a foundation at the same time that we founded the group. That's called the VCM Foundation. I'm also very pleased to say that we're now a 501c3 here in the US.
Oh, that's great.
And we run our programs all around the world. The idea of the programs is that at the sort of lower end of the spectrum in terms of people, how much singing people have done, we try to see as many people as we possibly can. And then as it gets more complicated, it kind of goes up like a pyramid. So we have methods and resources that we offer to music teachers around the world so that we can get music back into schools at the sort of simpler end. And then the higher up the spectrum we go, the fewer students we tend to see. And so the masterclass we're teaching today, for example, is with the senior students here. So there won't be many students, but what we'll be working on will be quite a high level when it comes to the sorts of techniques that we perhaps use in our concerts. So I know there are going to be some music ed students in the room, so we'll talk to them a little bit about the music ed work that we do and about the resources that we've worked to create. But then we'll also listen to the choir here on campus and see if we can work with them on some of the technical aspects that we were talking about a minute ago. It's always very exciting for us because it's really nice to sing to people, but I think that actually meeting people and engaging with them is actually more exciting. So to have the opportunity to do that kind of session is really, really nice.
Well, I know one of our music producers here is going to the masterclass, and he is super excited about it. He's beyond excited to learn from you guys. He does lots of kind of barbershop type
yeah.
music. So he's...
Tags. We sing tags. Sing tags with Blake.
So he's looking forward to that, and I'm sure lots of other students are looking forward to that as well. Is there anything else that you guys would love to add or tell us about you guys before we let you get on with your busy schedule?
I don't think so. Come and check us out online. You know, we're around on all the social media stuff. Please also check out the foundation. It's called the VCM Foundation. So it's vcmusa.org. We have so many opportunities available for people of all ages and abilities to get involved with the work that we're doing. So we'd love to have people check it out and get in touch if they'd like to be involved.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely put that up on the article that we write about this story so they can have the link right to the website there. And thank you guys so much for taking the time to come in and tell us a little bit about your guys' selves and things like that. Once again, this was Barney Smith and Chris Moore with Voces 8.